I don't remember the station's name, but my dad has always been really into jazz. I don't know exactly why. I think it probably has something to do with the fact that he grew up in Peru with an American father, and I think his dad was kind of alive more so when jazz was really big. And so he would always play jazz in every car ride, and for a long time when I was little, I didn't like it, and I thought it was boring because it wasn't Hannah Montana. Then I started to really love it and, like, recognize the instruments and the different patterns, and then it became a way for me to connect with him. And when I play a jazz song on air, like, he knows I'm playing it for him, which, yeah, it's just really nice to find ways to connect with each other like that when it's not always so easy in the family. Sometimes in an immigrant family, it's not as easy to just say I love you as outwardly, so it's a nice way to say it with music.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to, or welcome, I guess, I don't know why I'm saying welcome back. Welcome to the first installment of the Wild Wild West with DJ Clint Eastwood, being myself, for this fall semester. Yeah, sorry I couldn't be here last week. I had COVID. Yo, some texts from the fam.
People
got a text
it.
From my dad saying, "Hello, Clint," 4 exclamation marks. My aunt said, "Yay, Clint is in the house."
It's a place where I can be alone and feel comfortable, which there I don't think there are a lot of places at Duke where I can be like that. And I can just, like, play my music in that little booth and talk into the air and know that, like, people are listening but not really know that there's people out there, because I really don't know.
North Carolina begins on October 20th. So make sure you get out there and get the vote, get registered, and do some good for North Carolina. So that wraps everything about up. And I'll see you maybe next Wednesday, but definitely on Monday for a little bit more grime. Until then, I'm signing off.
Of course, we're at WFG.org all the time.
Good show. Was it good?
Please, yeah. Check us out. Yeah,
I think Duke generally can kind of be a little hostile. Sometimes classes can be hard and draining. There's also a lot of weird social pressure, but WXDU never felt like that. WXDU's kind of felt like I could just go and not really have to think about I don't know how I exist, and can just kind of have fun. And yeah, I mean, there's plenty of places where I feel comfortable and even maybe good, but WXDU's never not felt like that.
I know. I kept having to go back. I was like, there's too much good stuff in it. I need to find a new one. So I'm gonna play Belize, and my mom's gonna be mad that it's not reggae.
She's gonna be like,
And then one time, my mom listened in, and then she said to me, like, these songs are terrible. Get better music. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll go tell that to the music director. But I never did. But what was nice is, like, after each show, my mom would, like, call me from, like, the bus stop to, like, say all this. And then at the end be like, oh, you know, your voice, like, your speaking voice is getting better. Or if it wasn't, she would be like, I could not hear you. Is your mic on? But I think at the end of the day, it was just, like, for me, thinking of her while I was doing my show, and afterwards getting the phone call from her each time at the bus stop was, like, a reason for me to call her. Because during that time, otherwise I would not call her, because I was just, like, stressed out from classes and trying to make friends with people, that I was just, like, so burnt out that I would never call her. And then she would always be like, why haven't you called me? So I think that one moment after my show each week was the reason to, like, connect with people back home.
Really excited about this next track I have for you guys. It's called La Superbe by Benjamin Biolay off of the album of the same name. It is a French artist, a French song, which kind of goes out to my mom, who's French, who I saw today and made me want to play some French music. So once again, you are listening to WXDU Durham, and I hope you enjoy this track.
I think it's pretty rejuvenating. Maybe something about the form factor, the way people make music, like, I don't know, like the album, right? And you just make CDs and you pack a ton of CDs in a room, and there's no way to ever discover all of it. Just always being around it definitely, like, reminds you that, like, there's, like, a lot of possibility. At least that's how I experience it. There's a lot of possibility and a lot of things in the world, and, like, variety, and it's just, like, keeps you moving. Because I feel like, yeah, without WXDU, I wouldn't be stagnant, but yeah, I would be like, I don't know. I think the times when I step away from WXDU seriously, I get a little stuck. And even though I don't remember any of the music I ever play, I'm still like, yeah, I'm doing it. I'm going.
Hello again. This is WXDU Durham 88.